papering it over. The question really is how, whether these political actions will have a military effect. I think the question of the Secretary of Defense is it may well in the future. That's the qualification we've got to include very well. And therefore, we should use our best influence to most effectively change that political atmosphere. And in addition, the Secretary of Defense suggests some means we can take to accomplish this. I think we're probably all in agreement that at this point, the wisest way to do it, to cut off completely, would be not that wise, unless the situation really begins to deteriorate more, that we should use our efforts to bring about a change. So I think we're in pretty good shape, and I'd like to see if we could make this a governmental policy, because I don't think it does more any good. It doesn't do the government any good to appear that this division in any way between state and defense and CIA, unless there really is a very substantive one that is bound to get out. But I don't think there is now. We can all sign on to this. The paper of the Secretary of Defense is pretty good hot. I think we should have that. We've pretty much got our policy now, and then we ought to do a little window dressing the atmosphere, changing of our own as well as we sign on. We won't have some problems, but I do think we ought to hear to be pretty general agreement. It should be reflected in when we say to any of our subordinates that this is the line and that we're going ahead with a difficult situation, but there's no disagreement back here. There's no disagreement between us and the Ambassador Lloyd. The Ambassador Lloyd has to get his own personnel in line, and he's given all the authority that he needs to do that. Do you want to make any open suggestions? This is, you're familiar with this draft now that we totally put out at the end of the SCD.
I should say, Mr. President, not everybody has seen this in its present language because we were negotiating back and forth to read it in three departments. So I think we ought to take a minute, let people read it, and then you had one or two amendments of your own.
So I think this is not an issue. Now, are my changes at the bottom? You want to put it as to my changes in this?
Yes. First, on the top page, that if we can get agreement, we would do well to say that the basic presentation of the Secretary and the General was not so much accepted by the President as endorsed by all members of the Security Council, National Security Council, and then that the statement, following statement of U.S. policy, was approved by the President. Take out the endorsement. Let's put the Security Council endorsement on the basic report rather than on the statement. And get all members involved. Then on page one of the draft statement itself, the President is concerned about this sentence about the major part of U.S. military tasks can be completed by the end of 1965, and asks whether we would do better to say that that is the judgment reported by Secretary McNamara and General Taylor.
I would like that.
Because we don't want to be in a position where we are currently, so that what we might say is Secretary McNamara and General Taylor reported their judgment that the major part of the U.S. military task can be completed. Then in the paragraph 4, the President's suggestion is
and
that
Mac eliminates his military
presence. Then you don't need that,
right?
On paragraph 4, you change the order so that you would have the political situation in South Vietnam remain deeply serious. The United States has made clear its opposition to any repressive actions in South Vietnam, not hanging too tight on the regime, which will only make bad feeling.
Can we just leave out the word gain? Instead of repressive actions?
I made that suggestion. Try it, but you have something more important to try it. Then the next sentence, after to do so, to say these actions have not yet significantly affected the military effort, but could do so in the future. The President is himself wants to be sure that the document as a whole reflects the notion that the object here is to win the war, and he thinks putting the sentences in those order. That proposition.
What did you do with the clause I must begin to do so much?
No, I think you would take that out.
So, too.
I understand.
case somebody doesn't say it's United States opposition that have not yet affected the war.
Roger, I do think that's a little sensitive. Actions is action. No, it couldn't be any repressive actions or repressive actions in South Vietnam, and then two words later, it's these actions.
There can only be those actions.
Sure, go good. I couldn't stop the enemy.
Now, we had a suggestion that we get out some guidance that everybody in the field loves everybody else.
Those are the only changes
he put forward. I don't think he feels frozen to this document, which he's only had 5 minutes to work on, and I think we should argue about language where people have suggestions. I had to change the shoulds and oughts to wills and musts in a couple of places simply because it wasn't clear who should do what if it becomes a statement of the law of the government. And I may not have got those right.
And also the other poet, this is
I don't think there's any, we should check with the president what his feeling about must continue to do so is. I literally don't know it.
Well, it is not continue, must continue to do so. If we're going to continue the opposition,
well, let's raise this one.
Because this sort of sounds as if there's been a slight slap in the wrist, and
that's right.
Everything is not the way it is. That is the kind of standard that is
the opposition, isn't it? President, we're working on paragraph 4. I gave what I thought to be your suggestion. I'm not sure I had it right. The first sentence would stand as it is.
Right.
We would then go to the present third sentence, which would read, the United States has made clear its opposition to any repressive actions of the present regime. Vietnam. And did you or did you not mean to strike the next clause? Abel points out that it's important not to have everybody think that our attitude on this is the bygones to bygones business. We could either say we could leave it as it is and must continue to do so, or it's continuing opposition.
I continue opposition.
I'm not sure for this.
Any repressive actions.
Secretary of Defense wants to be quite sure you think any is necessary there.
Well, that's less. I mean, I just think these public statements of attack on the regime probably is not going to be as effective as right now is our new one, particularly related to your business, these actions we may take. That's why I say any.
Yeah, what's your...
No, just let's isolate small incidents. We would have to be criticized.
Oh, no, why you used any in a less... that we repose any action that was repressive.
I thought it was less correct than using the word we oppose repressive actions, basically. But maybe we want to be direct.
I think it's frankly, I think it's a little more sort of straightforward to say repressive actions, because we aren't kind of, you know, not every case.
There's no just being left in the street. But
I understand, but I see you're using a different sense.
Yeah.
I'm using the meaning in particular.
Yeah, what I was meaning was that we're not saying there are, but
to the extent there are any. But to the extent that there are any.
That's correct. That's, I just, all right, political situation out here, I'm going to be serious. United States being spiritual.
And the third sentence would be, these actions have not. Or such actions have not. What is it? Period.
These are not even vectors.
Oh, wait, pardon.
We might have been the word
why.
These good actions.
Yeah.
Have not. They did not make the military effort.
While such actions have not, they could do so in the future.
And therefore,
well, I don't think you should suggest that that's the only reason.
That's the only reason. That's what it is. I like that.
That's right.
Everybody's in the world, so we might, I think that's the best place for us to be.
worthwhile to say such acts have not yet significantly affected military effort, but could do so in the future, mm-hmm. and are therefore of direct concern to us.
Well, that's the question. I mean, that does narrow it.
I think we could leave that part out.
All right.
I think it says it.
Such actions have not yet significantly affected the military effort, but could be
a while.
While such actions, I think that's correct.
They could do so.
Mr. President, may I make absolutely sure how you have the previous sentence? The United States has made clear its continuing opposition to any repressive actions in South Vietnam.
Yeah.
All right.
Whether it's vigorously pursued or not, we'll have a training program such that we can take them out and very hard that we're going to do to influence everybody. We suggest that we're going to use, because that's going to be a key story. So if we can hold it, it's going to be a wonder, but I think we've got it. So I don't think we ought to discuss that with anybody. We really know what we're going to do and the time schedule, and we hope to accomplish each of that.
We try to keep that right up here until we've got it agreed. Otherwise, we have a lot of stories in 24 hours.
Statement policy, which has the approval of every
more than that, not only that statement obeyed,